It is Alphabet 2, but in the red lion upstairs, it is John Gibbons. I'm joined by Andy Heaton, who's on and also producing, by Kev Sampson and by Ian Salmon. And we're here to talk about the letter I. So it's surnames only, but we might relax that a little bit. Liverpool players, Liverpool cultural places, bars of the past, all that sort of things. So, or just whatever you fancy, to be honest with you, gents. I'm not the boss of you, and it's Friday night, so I'm feeling free and loose. But we can start with a bit of footy, or we can start with a bit of culture, or we can do Istanbul, if we feel that that's a goer.
That would sound like a goer, but can I talk about the preponderance of Ian's in the city of Liverpool?
Well, we could do a whole show on Ian's.
Given this an actual... Yeah, you know, it obviously is an I, and I represent.
Where would you rank yourself amongst the Liverpoolians?
Quite low down.
I'd say top 15%.
I worked out a few years ago that I was like the 17th most famous person from Bootle, and then I kept plummeting a bit further and a bit further and a bit further. And then we found
that's,
a porn
that's
star.
That's going on a blue plaque, that. Square. That's a blue plaque.
The 17th most famous person in Bootle.
Lived here.
No, there's millions of Ians. I had... There were 9 Ians in my maths class, and that is all down. It's all down to football, because I was named after either Ian Callaghan or Ian St. John, depending on what day my dad told the story. And everybody my age, there are so many Ians my age called that just because of Liverpool. Ian McCulloch is undoubtedly named that because of Liverpool. Ian McNabb, undoubtedly because of Liverpool, because we worship footballers, so we name our children after them.
I've got a Ian McCulloch story. This is also a football story, right?
Is it broadcastable?
It's a piece of absurdist, surreal fun. So, Cardiff, 2006, FA Cup final against West Ham United, and we knew McCulloch a little bit through working with the farm. There was a tour like with them. The early 90s, and he came on with 808 Stace and did a song with them, so got to know him a little bit. But the real thing was, you know, your own Rob Gutman became very good friends with McCulloch.
That's right.
And we would see them around and about, and you know, drinks would be taken.
I never really completely figured out how that happened.